USA Radio News with Wendy King.
U.S. Attorney Jeffrey Berman says he's not stepping down as the U.S. Attorney for the Southern District of New York, despite word of his resignation. Attorney General Bill Barr says he wants someone in that office that he trusts to handle sensitive cases. 2 months ago, he appointed the U.S. Attorney in Brooklyn as the person to handle all Ukrainian matters. At that time, he knew that Berman was already investigating President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and his associates. The Justice Department announced the president planned to nominate the chairman of the Securities and Exchange Commission to Berman's post, but Jake Clayton has never been a prosecutor. Colorado's governor has signed into law a bill to remove the shield of legal immunity that has long protected police officers from civil suits for on-the-job misconduct. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
President Trump said Friday he plans to continue his effort to dismantle the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival Program, or DACA, just one day after the Supreme Court blocked his attempts to do so. The High Court ruled on Thursday by a vote of 5-4 that the Department of Homeland Security's effort to end DACA was arbitrary and illegal under the Federal Administration Procedure Act. President Trump tweeted, "The Supreme Court asked us to resubmit on DACA. Nothing was lost or won. We will be submitting enhanced papers shortly in order to properly fulfill the Supreme Court's ruling and request." 3 years ago, the president announced plans to wind down the DACA program, saying it would give Congress a chance to pass reasonable immigration reform. The acting head of the U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services said the administration was starting the process over to end the program. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new company that's partnered with NASA says rockets aren't the only way to head to space. USA's Chris Barnes has more.
As more and more Americans look to the promise of going into space someday, the newest entry into the growing field says it will use giant hydrogen balloons launched from the Kennedy Space Center rather than rockets to give people a view of the stars from the stratosphere. Space Perspectives Observation Capsule would reach about a third of the way to outer space, though passengers would be able to see the blackness above and observe the curvature of the Earth. The new startup's founders say they have funding only to mount a maiden uncrewed test flight that is scheduled for early next year.
The policies on police body cameras are being audited. USA's John Hunt has more.
The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office said an audit will review the policies on body cameras for federal law enforcement officers, evaluate whether or not the cameras have been used since a pilot program was announced in October, and will also assess plans to expand their use among federal agents and task force officers. It comes months after the Justice Department announced a pilot programming allowing federally deputized task force officers to use body-worn cameras while serving arrest warrants or making planned arrests. The Justice Department's former rules had prohibited federal agents from wearing cameras and barred local officers from wearing them during joint operations.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.